The Justice Department is asking a special appeals court to approve procedures that would make it easier for the government to spy on suspected terrorists. A lower court rejected the administration's efforts to ease some restrictions on special wiretaps and searches. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the administration's efforts have outraged members of Congress who say the Justice Department is clearly abusing new wiretap authority provided after last year's attacks.
The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act makes it pretty easy for investigators to tap the phone or search the computer of someone they believe to be a terrorist. Suspected criminals end up with more legal rights than suspected terrorists. But there's supposed to be a wall that keeps that intelligence information from being used in court. Last fall, soon after the 9/11 attacks, the administration tried to tear down that wall with the USA Patriot Act. Congress said, okay, let's lower the wall, not eliminate it. The lone senator to vote against the bill, Senator Russell Feingold of Wisconsin, said today his worst fears are being realized.
Frankly, this abuse, in my view, by the Department of Justice of the language of the bill is just the reason why I could not, in the end, vote for the USA Patriot Act.
The Patriot Act said intelligence gathering must be an important reason for authorizing a so-called FISA wiretap, but it doesn't have to be the only reason for it. Intelligence agencies can pass some information to prosecutors over that FISA wall. The wall still exists. But at a hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chairman Patrick Leahy said it was clear the administration was ignoring the safeguards and pursuing wholesale demolition.
We sought to amend FISA to make it a better foreign intelligence tool. But it was not the intent of these amendments to fundamentally change FISA from a foreign intelligence tool into a criminal law enforcement tool.
Earlier this year, a special FISA court not only rebuked the administration's efforts to loosen wiretap guidelines, in one of the few disclosures of the court's normally secret opinions, the judges said the Justice Department has been abusing the law for years, well before the USA Patriot Act. The decision was so damning, some members of Congress were surprised the Justice Department was daring to appeal. But Associate Deputy Attorney General David Crist said there's a reason to go to the mat over this issue.
What is at stake here really is the government's ability effectively to protect this nation against foreign terrorists and espionage threats.
After all, members of Congress have been screaming at the FBI and the CIA for not sharing information that could have prevented the hijackings. Ranking Member Orrin Hatch said the Patriot Act may need some tweaking, but investigators should not go back to pre-9/11 thinking.
We all expected the courts to review this matter, but we cannot deny that Congress specifically intended such enhanced information sharing to take place.
And the Justice Department's David Crist said this is not the time to tie law enforcement's hands. He told lawmakers investigators should not have to rule out criminal prosecution of terrorists just because information was gathered under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
In some cases, the best way to neutralize or deal with a threat is a criminal prosecution or some other law enforcement approach. And the recent prosecution of Robert Hansen for espionage is a good example of that. In other cases, law enforcement is not the best way to deal with the threat. And some other approach, such as recruitment as a double agent or something like that, is called for.
But many Republicans and Democrats appear concerned they created a monster when they passed the Patriot Act just weeks after last year's attacks. Some said they'll need to rewrite the law if the surveillance court sides with the administration. That may be hard to learn since the court's decisions are usually kept secret. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.